Houston, Apollo 8.
Go ahead, Apollo 8.
Do you want to get started here around 10 hours, is that what you said?
Well, what we had planned was to use the 10 to 11 hour period as your pre-burn preparation, just as we would have done normally. And,
That's fine, we can go ahead and do that.
And if you can work in this comm check before that, it would be desirable, but that's not a constraint.
What do you want in the way of a comm check, Jerry?
Okay, well, what we've got here, a couple of DTO comm checks. We'll be switching around to five different modes, and only one of them will interrupt your activities, and in that case, we'll be switching to the uplink backup voice, and that's the one time when you might lose temporary uplink voice comm. You'll have downlink voice comm throughout the entire procedure, and it ought to take you, I guess, 10 to 15 minutes max. The only requirement being that we should stay on a high gain antenna.
Why don't we go ahead and start now then?
Okay, that sounds pretty good. Okay, Apollo 8, another couple of minutes, we'll be ready to go into our comm check. And for your information, looks like the signal strength is 3 to 4 dB better than expected on the wide range, on the wide beam mode. And approximately that gives you a 1.4 increase in your range.
All right, let's not increase it by 1.4 though.
Okay. Something else you might take a look at as you go through the PTC, we have some people who would like to know if you can see any detectable effect on the windows in the form of their fogging. Particularly, does the sun seem to vary the fog intensity? Does it increase it or decrease it or make it go in patches or anything like that that you might be able to notice?
Sun doesn't seem to change it much. However, the different incidents of the sun's rays magnify the fogging. Or at least change it.
Okay, Apollo 8, I'm sorry, would you say again, please?
And the sun doesn't seem to have any effect on the windows themselves, but the different angles of incidence of the sun rays change the relative amount of obscuration caused by the fogging.
Okay. 8, we're ready to go into the comm check now, and it's your option. We can call out the switches and let you position them, or we can command it from the ground. In either event, there will be a couple of switches that you'll have to throw for us.
Go ahead and command them, and we'll throw what we have, what you want.
Okay, and I'll keep you posted on what we're doing. The first test is an uplink of voice and ranging with full downlink, which is essentially what you're doing right now. It's to be used for a baseline. Okay, we're starting on test number one, and if you would verify that the S-band normal mode switch is in voice.
Roger, we're in voice.
Okay. And the up telemetry data to data.
Roger, data.
Okay, and up telemetry command to normal.
Normal.
Roger. How about high gain antenna track to auto?
We're on Omni D now. We gotta wait till we get around the other way.
Okay, what's your estimate? Okay.
Maybe we better hold the comm check off till after the med course, because we better get started here at 10 if we want to burn at 9.
That's firm. We're reviewing that right now.
If we want to burn at 11.
What is it?
Okay, Apollo 8, we're going to postpone the comm test until after the burn.
Thank you. Houston, Apollo 8, are you ready to go for us to go through with the P-52 now?
That's negative, Apollo 8. We'd like to update things first, and we're going to give you a LEM state vector and then an external delta V.
Roger.
And with poo and accept, well, we'll go ahead and work on that.
Roger.